Parak Bay's Mishnah Dalit. Panas is a lantern, shelcharis, made of earthenware, sheish boy beis kibul shemen, that has a receiving part to it to hold oil, so tummy, it'll be makabel tuma. However, v'she'ein boy, if it does not have a beis kibul of shemen, meaning rather you just place a nair inside of it, and it protects the nair, but doesn't actually hold the actual shemen, the actual oil, then it's tar, it's not makabel tuma. Even though it has walls to it, it's not meant for Kabbalah to receive something. Rather, it's just there to protect the flame from the wind blowing it out. And therefore, in this case, it would not be Mekabel Tuma. Megufas Hayotun, the potter's slab, like these earthenware stones, the potter would make upon it his kalim. Shuposeach ba, so that which he would shuposeach ba, hamagufa shematka lansos alea chuosakli, the magufa, like the slab that he would begin building his kalim on, that slab is tahora, because there is no depth to that slab, there's no base kibul, because there's no rim around it, v'she'ein la safa safa, there's no rim around it, so that slab is going to be not going to be makabel tuma, it's tar. Vishu gomer ba, but the slab, the magufa, that the potter places his kalim on to complete it, so that slab where he finishes up his kalim, temeya, that slab is mekabel tuma because it has a base kibul, has a receiving part to it. So that watch lo yiplu akaderos mela, he doesn't want his kalim to fall off of the slab, so there's some kind of rim around it, and therefore that slab would be mekabel tuma. Mashbech shabalabatim, a funnel of the balabatim is tahar, because it's not a base kibul, but v'shal rochlan of peddlers is tamei, if they shushal mida, because sheish be mida mesiris has an exact measurement to it, and sometimes they would use the peddler would use this mashbich, this funnel, to measure a liquid for his buyer, because he'd place his finger at the bottom of the funnel, and then he'd fill it up, and he'd have that exact measurement. Then afterwards, he'd remove his finger, let the liquid spill to the kli of the buyer who's buying whatever he's buying there. So therefore, that would be makabel tuma, the mashbich of a roch of a peddler. Nimtzei she'asu hu l'kabbalah, it's got a receiving part to it, and therefore it's makabel tuma. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. However, Rabbi Akiva omer, mipneishu mateu al tzidai meiriach ba'al lokeach. Says Rabbi Akiva, afilu eina mashbich shalmida, even if this funnel does not have a specific measurement to it. Nevertheless, hu makabel tuma, it's still makabel tuma. Because levisha mateya can be placed on its side to receive a little bit of the liquid in order for the buyer to smell the liquid. Varisha also hula kabbalah, and therefore it is meant for kabbalah. So Rabbi Akiva says even if it's not meant specifically for a measurement, but technically you could tilt it on its side and it could hold a little bit of liquid for the buyer to smell the liquid. Therefore, it is meant for kabbalah, and at lahalacha we go like Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. And Mishnah Hey, Kisoy Kade Yayin Vikade Shemen, the covering of jugs of wine and jugs of oil. The Kisoy Chavius Neyaros, and the covering of barrels of Neyaros. So that these barrels, that's what the barrels were called, because they came from a place called Neyar or Neyaros. And the Mishnah says these covers, these Kisuim, as the Chiddush. Sha'afapi, even though they have a base kibul to them, nevertheless, tahorin, they are tar, they're not makabel tuma, since they're only meant for covering. Granted, yes, technically it could hold something. It has a base kibul. But since its purpose is just for covering, it will be tar. And others have the gear said that nayaros is covers made from nayar, made from paper. Even though a kli, which is made from nayar, from paper, if it has a base kibul, it is makabel tuma. Nevertheless, this covering that's made from Nayar, even if it has a base kibul, it's not makabel tuma. V'imiskina, now if he fixes this cover, the tashmish, meaning not just for a covering, but to be used to hold something. So then of course, temeim, then it would be makabel tuma. And kisay halafas, meaning ilfas, the covering of a frying pan. So bizmanshu nakov, if it's porous and comes out, it's not right for anything. Like his covering is pointed. There's a blita, it's like this protrusion that comes out. So it's impossible to turn it upside down to hold something. because it just tilts. There's no, like, you know, there's no flat surface on the back of it. It's just like a cone, you can imagine. So you can't put it on its back. So therefore, a tar, not mekabel tuma. But if it has no holes, so now it can hold something. Ve'ein le'chidud. In my case, if there's no holes in the covering, ve'af ein le'chidud, and there's no sharp point, meaning it is possible to turn it upside down and to have it support something, so then tell me, it would be mekabel tuma. Because she'isha, a woman, will place into it as a yarik, the vegetable, to filter it from the water. Or others explain she filters in it the water from the vegetable in the pot. Okay, the point is it has a purpose now that it can hold something.
And Belazar bar tzadik Aimer says Belazar bar tzadik mipnei shehi ofechas alav as harunki. That because she flips on it the stew, the well-cooked vegetables removed from the pot and pressed, since she could flip the stew onto this part of the lid, it will be mekabel tumah.